Celery hunter love strategy. Presuppositions are very powerful. For anything spoken or written, there are linguistic presuppositions, things you must accept in order to make sense of a sentence. For example, suppose you were selling cars and you wanted to get across the idea that the car is popular. So you could blatantly say, "This car is very popular." But the customer might not believe it. They may look inside their brain and find evidence that contradicts the alleged popularity of the car. Another technique could be to get the customer's agreement that it is popular. "Now, you do realize this car is very popular, right?" But this could easily backfire if they don't agree that it's popular. But you could presuppose that it's popular. How do you do this? By saying something like this: "One of the reasons this car is so popular is because of the advanced titanium engine built to last at least 300,000 miles with only basic maintenance." Firstly, "one of the reasons" indicates there are more than one reason why it is popular. The titanium engine is one of many reasons why it's popular. The idea that the car is popular just kind of slides on in, usually subconsciously. Another way to presuppose things is through your behavior. For example, suppose you're at the supermarket and you need to buy a bag of celery. So you pick up a bag of celery, look at it, and if it doesn't look good, you put it back. This is a kind of weird example, but your behavior indicates you have a lot of choice when choosing celery. Now imagine a really weird celery buyer. Maybe when they grew up, they were kept in the basement and they were only allowed to eat celery, but only if they were on their very best behavior. And they were on temporary leave from the loony bin, and they saw all the celery. They would pick up one bag and look at the produce manager. "Hi, I'm sorry to bother you, but would it be okay if I bought this bag of celery?" And the produce manager said, "Sure, take it up to the front, pay the lady $2, and it's all yours." And you responded, "Really? I can take all of this home? Wow." Okay, a goofy example, but you don't need to talk to Celery Guy to find out why he has celery anxiety or why he seems to be operating under a weird frame of celery scarcity. His behaviors show his beliefs. Anytime you look at one girl and act like she can make or break your happiness, you've got scarcity. Plenty of micro behaviors and details demonstrate to everybody how you think about yourself and the world. A huge collection of nice guy behaviors. Nice guys are so worried about getting rejected, they are nice to everybody. But the guys that sort through ladies like dudes sort through bags of celery? Not nice, but very, very attractive. Ditch nice guy behavior and create natural attraction. To learn how, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.